One of their three-game series tonight at the ballpark. A-Rod will tell you what a great owner Tom Hicks was when he gets his press conference out of the way. And that'll be at 4:30, and you can hear that on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. That's The Ticket. Ticker brought to you by the Dallas Morning News. Garage full of stuff for sale. Call 214-745-8123 and put the Dallas Morning News classifieds to work for you. Over 1 million readers a day. That's a lot of folks for your garage sale. Our next ticker at 3:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Kevin Scott reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the Hardline afternoons 3 to 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hardline.
What if I asked you out? What if I wanted to hang out with you for the rest of the evening? I'm a little bit younger than you, but maybe if I asked you and we could hang out the rest of the night, would you mind doing that?
If you come to Papa Doe's and buy us supper, sure.
Buy our supper, Cobra. Come on, buy our supper.
Oh, we're going Sport Clip.
Okay.
Yeah!
You get a haircut there? A flat top?
Sport Clip.
Good God, are you drunk? This is really wonderful. Now, your kids, I'm sure you're 6 and 8 year old. They see this on a daily basis. You just walling around with a bottle of gin.
Well, actually, they don't unless I turn it on. So, see, I'm not home. It's okay. But my car's right over there. It's okay. Oh.
Go ahead.
Ask her if you can see her bra, Corby.
Okay, she just showed me the bra.
Whoa.
Wait, we're getting somewhere now. We're finally getting... Are you having fun, sweetheart?
Yeah!
I'll tell you what, if you're having fun, give me a little sugar on the cheek. Give me a little sugar. Oh,
that's sweet.
Okay, let me... One more time, since we're all out here having fun and it's colonial, let me see what's underneath that shirt one more time.
No.
In private. Here, look, it's just me looking. No. Just take that bra off for Daddy. Well, it's always a good colonial when you see the jug.
Right.
When you can see the jug.
It has been a while since I've seen a girl that drunk.
Oh, wow. This is truly a magical moment. Hey, what's your name again? We're having fun.
Debbie.
Debbie, you're a great girl. You continue drinking, and hopefully we'll see you later on tonight. Maybe. Oh, I want to see him again. Oh, my God. That was brawless that time.
Was it?
Whoa. Enjoy
Saggers.
Supper.
Saggers.
Hey, I owe you a supper.
Saggers.
Saggers.
Oh, she's coming back for more, Corby. Corby, tell her you'll give her a T-shirt.
I want my supper.
I think we'll hear that again.
It's The Hardline, featuring Mike Ryder.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Also
starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The Tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310 AM, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks, and a big howdy ho to the rest of America and the free world as we know it today. It is Friday, and I can scarcely think of a better place for us to wrap up a broadcast week than the Cape Buffalo Grill. And that's where we are today.
One of the Friday staples.
Right.
Love coming out here.
A frequent Friday port of call. And here we are at the Cape Buffalo Grill once again. It's in far north Dallas, if you'd like to come out and join us. Addison Road at Trinity Mills, just a stone's throw west of the tollway, is where you will find us today. And we have got four fun-filled hours of sports and all that that implies for
you. Then that'll be it for the weekend. That's it. Last show of the week.
Right. So we got to make it count today.
Do. Got to have a good one.
Speaking of the tollway, you know, you have to basically get up the tollway to get here.
Right.
You don't really have to, I guess, but it's the quickest way from, say, downtown.
Yeah, most do.
Yeah. So that toll booth, it's about a mile back there.
Right. At Keller Springs.
I don't have a toll tag. All right, I still don't own a toll tag. So I go through the old-fashioned way and pay my dollar and get change back. So I go through there, and there's like two cars in front of me. I pick the wrong line, of course, to get in. It basically stops for about 2 or 3 minutes. Then the lady, I can see there's interaction between the guy in the car and the toll booth lady. Somebody's not happy. So finally it moves on. Well, when he moves on, the red light goes off. He paid. I saw him pay, but the red light went off. Next car goes through there, red light goes off, and he paid. So I pull up, and I'm like, your stupid thing's not working. And I don't know, I don't know if you guys ever got a toll tag ticket where they mail it to you.
No.
Yeah. They take pictures of you.
Oh, yeah, I have.
I have, too, when you run the tollway.
Really?
So here these people are. You never have? You probably never run
I've
it.
I've never run it that I know of.
Well, it's really random.
I have, and I'll tell you what, that can't be right. I mean, I can't have run the toll booth as many times as they say I have.
What? How many have you gotten?
A bunch.
You have a toll tag, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you have a defective toll tag.
No. Here's the deal. Those things don't work. I pull up. I go, your machine's not working. The buzzer's going off. And this white trash lady's like, well, I'm sorry because I'm logging on my computer right now. I just came to work. And when I log in, the buzzer don't work. I go, so all these people that are flying by here that pay their toll, they could get tickets. I guess. I'm just logging on. Sure enough, I drive back past there, bam, after I pay, buzzer goes off.
Well,
so there you go. There's your toll. And have you paid all those?
Yeah.
Well, she's logging on.
Fight it.
Next time I'm going to.
Seriously. How do they know? How come? Because I know a lot of times it's happened where you put the money in and the buzzer still goes off.
That camera could fire off at any time and take a picture.
Exactly. You surely you could go in there and argue those lunkheads down.
Especially if you have a toll tag.
Right.
That's in good standing.
Yeah.
When they go, hey, test my toll tag out. I go through this all the time. Look when I had it.
And you've had a toll tag forever, hadn't you?
No, not really. For about 3 years now.
Well, I mean, that's long enough. Well, there you go. How much fines have you had?
Lots.
Hundreds of dollars?
Hundreds of fines?
Hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of dollars.
With the toll tag?
With the toll tag.
And you've never done anything about it?
No, I've always paid them, but I'm not going to anymore.
It's a racket. It's another,
it is a racket.
Another Dallas
it is a racket. I got,
rip-off racket.
I got on the phone with the guy the last time and said, all right, look, I'm going to pay this one, but I am not paying any more of them. I just told him, look, son of a bitch, this is not right.
Is it the toll tag people that you call?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to go through the city? I mean, what if you don't pay him?
No, you go through the NTTA.
So what happens if you don't pay him?
I don't know. I might be finding out.
Just a lesson to everyone. Don't always believe the tickets you get in the mail.
Oh, it's far more insidious than the HOV lane ever thought about being.
Yeah.
Far more.
That's an unforgiving ticket.
What?
Get one of those.
What, the HOV?
I've never gotten one, but I've known a lot of people that have, and they don't want to hear
well,
it.
Well, the MTTA is worse.
They
worse
want
than
the
that.
Money. Just give me the money. Like, how much is a fine, like, for running the toll booth?
$25 or something like that.
$25 or $35?
Michael?
For 75 cents.
What?
Hey, Seth just came in here from the promotions lounge.
Right.
And he said that he has a toll tag, and every time that's happened to him, all he does is calls the toll tag company and says, look, I have a toll tag. They'll look you up, make sure that you have one, that it's current. You tell them on the phone that you got a ticket. They'll look up the ticket and dismiss it right
Greg
there over
hate
the
me.
Phone. Right there over the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have that kind of luck with them.
So if you get one in the mail, snake pants,
yeah.
Just call up the
don't
toll
boy.
Tag. Shut up.
Okay, but I don't have a toll tag, but I paid my money.
Oh.
Here's another question. Why don't you have a toll tag?
You can ask me a lot of questions like that. I don't know.
Why does he lose his keys every day?
I don't know.
Well, you never travel outside the Beltway, do you?
No.
You travel the tollway quite a bit.
I travel the tollway to come here. That's it.
You love Cape Buffalo.
The only time I take the tollway, it's to come to Cape Buffalo.
And you love that, don't you?
Absolutely. Thank you.
It doesn't cost anything to have one. You just call them up and they give it to you.
Right, but I have to call someone.
Oh, excuse me. You do have to do that.
Wow. I don't want to put you out here or anything like that.
Actually, you don't have to. You can do it online.
Oh, you have a computer now.
I make a lot of money. I can afford a computer.
All right, we have a very big show for everybody today that is going to be bisected somewhat at 4:30 this afternoon, at which time we will take you out to the temple where one Alex Rodriguez, a name that you might know, is scheduled to meet with the Leering Press today.
Will there be any tough questions?
No, there won't be. There will be none. That'll be coming up at 4:30. Looks like we have a little fun with Real Audio on the way at 5:10. And we'll get into some Rangers-Yankees talk as well as we go. At 6:10, we're going to have name talk today. And at 6:30, the concert calendar. So, action-packed for sure. And coming up next, we have stories from both the Snake and the Hammer. That is next here on The Ticket.